We are learning Masechtas Chagiga, Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, and we are starting a brand new Mishnah, Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. Beishami Oimrim, Mevin Shlomim, Ve'in Soimchim Alehim, Avaloi Oilos. Beishami says that on Yom Tov, you'll have to bring a Shlomim, because that's something you eat, and there's a Chilas Hedit, like Rashi says. So there, there's Oichel Nefesh, you'll have to bring a Shlomim. Shami Simcha, or the Chagiga, Ve'in Soimchim Alehim. You can't do Smicha on them, because since Smicha on a Behema is a Shvus, there's the Isidur Abanon to do smicha on a behema, because it's v'shtamish behema, and Beshami says the mitzvah of smicha could be done before Yom Tov, therefore you're not allowed to do smicha on it. Avaloi oilis. If you can't bring any oilis, the oilis riyah cannot be brought on Yom Tov, it has to be brought the day after Yom Tov, v'chalamoid, because the pasuk says, hu levadi yasa lechem, and Beshami darshins lechem v'lo legevaya, you can't bring something legevaya. And Basil argues, Basil argues on two things. Basil Oimer Mavi and Shlomim Va Oilois. First of all, he bring the Shlomim and the Oilois. Because Basil holds, says, the Pasuk says, V'chagoysim Oysam Oysoi Chag Lashem, that even the Tzarek Gavaya, it's mutter to do Malacha on the Tzarek Gavaya on Yontif. And number two, V'soi V'chav Alayim, since he holds a take of a Smicha Shchita, that you're supposed to do the Smicha next to the Shchita, therefore it's mutter to be Soimich on Yontif. So there's two Machlaikas Mesham Basil. First of all, if you bring Oilois Ria on Yontif, and number two, if you do smicha on the kavanas. Now, avad the Beisham holds yichayev oilus riyah on Yom Tov. Just he holds, you can't bring it on Yom Tov, you bring it on Chalamoid. And Be'etzim, this Iker Machlekes is really a Mestechlis Be'er, like Tosis points out. Just came here, Agav Grora, since we brought down before this Machlekes Be'etzmicha, so we brought this Halachas down, but the Iker Sugar is in Be'er. The Mishnah says further, at Tzeres Shechalias Be'erav Shabbos, if Yom Tov Shavuos lands up on Friday, on Erev Shabbos, so, according to Beishama, you can't bring the carbon, the kavanos of Oila, you can't bring it on Yom Tov. So you can't bring it on Erev, you can't bring it on Friday. Obviously, you can't bring it on Shabbos. So it turns out, you're going to have to bring it on Sunday. And even though Sunday is 2 days after Shavuos, you still, there's a Din Tashlum, and we'll see in the Gemara, there's a Din Tashlum for Shavuos, that all 7 days after Shavuos, 6 days after Shavuos, the Shavuos and 6 days afterwards, all 7 days, you can bring the carbon. So Atzeres Chal is Be'er Shabbos. Atzeres that's Chal on Friday. Be'sham Erim Yom Tovayach Achas Shabbos. The day you bring the carbon is after Shabbos, which is on Sunday, which is 2 days after Yom Tov. Yom Tov is Friday, Shabbos and Sunday. Be'sil Erim Ein Yom Tovayach Achas Shabbos. No, you can bring it on Yom Tov. You can bring the kavanas on the Yom Tov on Yom Tov on Friday. You can bring it, no problem. Umaydim and the Maida She'im Chal. And both Beishamis sell both Moida. That if Shavuos is Chal on Shabbos, Yom Tov Ayach HaShabbos, you bring the Kabbonis after Shabbos, because even Beishil, you can't bring this Kabbonis on Shabbos. Then the halacha is, that Sunday that you bring the Kabbonis, Ain Kohen Gadol Mislavish Bekelov, the Kohen Gadol doesn't wear his clothing, Mutarim Behesped of a Tainish Leikayim Devriya Oimrim at Sarasach HaShabbos. Which means like this, the Tzedukim held that Shavuos always landed up the day after Shabbos. That's when it landed up. And it says in Macharas HaShabbos, it says when you start counting Sfira, Macharas HaShabbos, they held, Macharas HaShabbos meant the day after Shabbos. We know it's just count 49 days. And it doesn't mean Macharas HaShabbos, which means Macharas HaShabbos means the day after Yom Tov you start counting, not after Shabbos. According to the Tzedukim, meant after Shabbos, literally. Therefore, Shavuos always landed up on Sunday. So therefore, Rashi explains that they should not wear Kalim Noim in the bayis and the shuk, and Rashi is not talking about Shas Avoida, we're not talking about Big Dekuna. We're saying, Gain Kohen Gadol, Mislavish, Bekalim, is nice Kalim, and also it's Mutter, Behesbet, Otainis, to show that the day after Shabbos is not a Yom Tov. Because people are going to think, oh, that's a Yom Tov, so it's like the Tzedukim. Therefore, even though you're bringing the carbon that day, you don't wear Shabbos clothing that day, Yom Tov clothing, and you do have a Spedim and Otainis. That's what Rashi learns at the end of this Mishnah. Tosfos learns a little different. Tosfos has a problem. Why does it pick Kohen Gadol? And also, it's not mashma that we're talking about stam your clothing. So Tosfos says a little different. Tosfos says like this. The minig was that every day the Kohen Gadol, if he wants, could do avoda, but they didn't do avoda. The minig was the Kohen Gadol did avoda dafka on special days, on Shabbos and Yom Tov. That's when the Kohen Gadol did avoda. So here, when the Yom Tovayach, which was the day they brought the Gabonis, was after Shabbos, because it landed up on Shabbos, or it landed up on Friday, according to Beis Shammai. So when they brought the Tashlum and the Gabonis on Sunday, the Kohen Gadol didn't do Avodah. Because when he does Avodah, people think it's a Yom Tov, and therefore he didn't do Avodah. I'll read the Tosfos inside. V'nira, Tosfos d'Rav Masel Ein. V'nira, Loi, The beches begodim. We're talking about the shemayna begodim. Shviyam toivim. Why a ragel kain gadol lavoid b'shvil kvoid ayayim. Used to be the minig was that yam toivim the kain gadol did avoida. Avo yam tovoyach loy loyv shon kadei lavoid shlo yisra alias yam. The people shouldn't think it's a yontif. So that's how Taisus learns. Plus Rashi's learned the end of the Mishnah. So Ad Kan haMishnah that discusses first of all a mechalik b'sham b'shilul if there's smicha and oilos on yomtiv. Number two is which is really a similar machlekes, that if atzeres, which is the shuas, lands up on Friday, when do you bring the kabbanas? According to Beis Hillel, you bring it on Friday. According to Beis Shammai, you bring it on Sunday. And everyone agrees that if the yontif lands up on Shabbos, they bring the kabbanas on Sunday, but they shouldn't make a big deal of that day, make it look like a yontif, so people shouldn't think we hold it to tzedukim, that machas Shabbos means on Sunday. So, to Gemara. Omar Rav Elazar, Omar Rav Yishaya. B'nayin la'atzeres, shiyesh lo tashlum kol shiva. How do we know that the yontif of shuas, you could bring, if you missed the carbon on Shavuos, you could bring it the entire week. The entire week after Shavuos, you could bring Kavanos. Shenema, it says in the Pasuk. Where's the Makar for this? Shenema, the Pasuk says, V'chag HaMatzos, V'chag HaShavuos, V'chag HaSukos. And it's a Vurim Sechet Rosh Hashanah, these Pesukim are extra. And therefore, it's coming for a Hekesh. To make a Hekesh. Makesh Chag HaShavuos, V'chag HaMatzos. To make a Hekesh, Chag HaShavuos, V'chag HaMatzos. Ma Chag HaMatzos, Yesh Lo Tashlum Kol Shiva. Chag HaMatzos is a Pesach. It's 7 days long. And we learned before on Daf Tes in Gemara Drasha that Yom Tov, if it's 7 days long, every day is ready for a carbon. So this is Chag HaMatzos. This is Tashlum Kol Shiva. Av Chag HaShavuos, even though it's a 1 day Yom Tov, Yesh Lo Tashlum Kol Shiva. Has to assume all 7 days. It's a Hekesh to Chag HaMatzos. Break the Gemara. It says Chag HaSukkos in the Pasuk also. Ve'em makesh Chag HaSukkos. And say even more. Ma Chag HaSukkos yesh tashlum kol shmeina. Just like Sukkos has 8 days, because there's 7 days of Sukkos and 1 day of Shmina Atzeres. So you have 8 days to mashum the carbon. Av Chag HaShavuos yesh tashlum kol shmeina. Shmei Shavuos also has 8 days. How do you do makesh to Chag HaMatzos? Make a hekesh to Chag HaSukkos and learn that's 8 days. So Gemara says, no. Shmini regal fnei atzmehu. Shmini is his own yontif. And right now the Gemara is saying, and therefore there's no tashlumim. There's no tashlum for Shmini, only tashlum for 7 days, not the 8th day. So therefore, you can't be hekesh because it doesn't help you. You're not getting an extra day. So Freit the Gemara back, Eimod the Amrinon, Shmini Regal Pnei Atzmai, that we say that Yom Tov of Shmini Atzeres is own Yom Tovu, Hani Mili Liam Pizar Keshav. It's only got the simonim of Pizar Keshav. Avalein Tashlumim, we'll speak about exactly what that is in a second. Avalein Tashlumim, Tashlumim the region who. But regarding Tashlumim, Shmini Atzeres could be a Hashlama for the Kabbonis of the first days of Yom Tov. The Tanan, it's the first of Mishnah. Mishlei Chag v'Yom Tov HaRishon Shel Chag. Whoever didn't bring carbon on the first day of Chag, Chogeg es Kol HaRegel, he could bring the entire Sukkos of carbon, v'Yom Tov HaAchron, including the Yom Tov HaAchron. As the first Shemishta. So it's back sphere. Why don't you make a Hekesh to Chag HaSukkos? And Agav, since this is the first Shemishta, it's a stickle of Pella that what was the half minute of Gemara that Shemini is a regular thing Atzma and it's not Tashlumim, it's the first Shemishta that's Tashlumim. So Mesfasemis talks about that. Balak upon him, our Gemara is saying is that why don't you make a Hekesh to Sukkos? Because Sukkos has Tashlumim all 8 days, because Shemini Atzeres is a Tashlumim for. Like the Gemara learns from Pesukim, is the Shlumim for Sukkos. Now, the Gemara said that, what is it, and what is it a Yom Tov answer for? L'inya Pizar Keshav. What does it stand for? So Rashi says, it stands for like this. Pei is for pious, which means that the whole 7 days of Sukkos, which Kahanim get a chance to bring the Parei Achag, it goes in order. It goes in order. They take turns. Masha Inkein on the Shmini Atzeres to make a pious, to make a raffle. That's number one difference. Number two difference is Zman. The second difference is Zman, which is Shachiyonu. You say special Shachiyonu. Even the rest of Sukkot, you also say Shachiyonu, only the first day. Shmini Atzeres make a Shachiyonu. That's a Zion. The race is Regel, has its own shame Regel. It's called Shmini Atzeres, not Sukkot. Could be Rashi means it's the gay of benching. It has, or davening has its own shame Yontif. And now, Pizar Keshav is the Kuf stands for carbon. Carbon She'ain Behemoth Kavanosov, the carbon is different. To say the Parechag, it's Mesmatim. It starts with, a certain number, it goes down 14, 13, 12, 11. And also, you bring 14 Kvasim, and you also bring 2 Elim. But Shmini Atzeres is a whole different amount of Kavanos. It's 1 Par and 1 Ayil and 7 Kvasim. So that's the Kuf, the carbon is different. The Keshav, the Shin, is Shir. That the Shir Hayyim is different. It's not the same Inyan as the things of Sukkos. And Beis, Keshav, the Beis, is for Bracha. They used to make a Bracha for the Melech. So that's how Rashi learns what the Pizar Keshav is. Taisa has some differences. For example, Taisa learns the bracha refers to Birchas HaMazon Matvila that you mentioned Shmini Atzeres as an own yontiv. And Regel means it's a din lina. And Rabbi Chananel learns that regel is legavi avelus, his own din yont legavi avelus, like learned the Ma'ariv Katan. That's not a pshat, but al kaponim, Shmiyat Seres is only yont v'nehatz v'legavi pesar kashav. V'legavi tashlumim, it could be a tashlum of the rishon. So the question is, so why do we make a hekesh chag ha-shavuos to chag ha-matzois? Let's make a hekesh chag ha-shavuos to chag ha-sukos, and for the Gemara, tefasta meruba, loy tefasta. Tefasta mu, tefasta. When you have a choice to make a hekesh two things, it's always better to make a hekesh to the one that's less, because that's bechlal masai mono of the one that's more. You're not sure what you're going to do. If you do the more, you might be doing the wrong thing. You're doing too much. But if you do the less one, it's at least as much as the other one. So it's always better tefasta mu, tefasta, not tefasta meruba. If that's the case, so what do you do the extra word chagasukas in the pasuk? Chagashvu is chagamatzah, so to make a hekesh to each other. What's chagasukas doing there? So the Gemara answers, "Lakushe lechagamatzis, take a hekesh chagasukas to chagamatzis. Ma chagamatzis ta'on lino, this is a chagamatzis we know needs lino, which means the yontiv itself is v'chayiv that you stay over in Yerushalayim overnight and you can't go home. Have chagasukas ta'on lino. Chagasukas also needs lino. Also needs lino. V'hosam v'nolim. And by yontiv of Pesach alone, how do you know there's a din lina? The chesiv says in the pasuk, "Ufanisa ba'beikav lach lahecha." The next morning, wake up and go back to your oil. Now, how do we know that means chalamoid? Maybe means the morning of yontiv rishon of Pesach. You're allowed to go home. Who said it means the next morning? And we learn from the lina. Who said ufanisa ba'beikav means to go home in the morning? Where do you see that? So Rashi learns because it has to be chalamoid. Because be yontiv be iser tchumim. But on that, Tosis asks that tchumim is only the rabbana, not the raisa. So he says, some people say that Yud Beis Mil is the Raisa, but and that's how it says in the Yishami also. But Tais means a bunch of Raisa from Gemaras that the Bavli holds that even Yud Beis Mil is not the Raisa. And therefore, Tais says another pshat, how we know there's a Din Lina, because Tais brings down from Rashi that if it would be on Yontif, he would not be able to go home that day because he has to be come see Haris Panim Ba'azara. So Fenisa Ba'beika has to mean the next morning, and therefore you see the mitzvah of Lina. And like upon him, from this mitzvah of Lina, we learn how to Sukkos also, there's a mitzvah of Lina, they have to stay overnight. I'm saying you can ask really the Kasha, if you can't go home as a Tchum, so what's in the gay anyway? So it's a gay if a person has an Erev or whatever it is. But the pasuk that says Fenisa Ba'beika is a general term. It cannot be talking about Anyantiv because you can't tell someone to go home because there's a problem with Tchumim. So we know in the pasuk Fenisa Ba'beika means definitely one more night. Stay one more night. And for that, we learn to every other case that you have to stay overnight. There's a mitzvah of Lina, and that's what we learn out. Chagasukas from Chagamatzah, just a Chagamatzah has Lina. The same thing the Chagasukas also has Lina.